today, Jungle Book opens as staged by Gemini Theater. And we have members of the cast here with us today, and it's a real pleasure to welcome them. And I'm going to start with Mia. Hello and welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Tell me about yourself, your full name, where you're from, and what you're doing here with Jungle Book.
I'm Mia Kofka. I am a freshman at Carlo. I study art history and theater. I'm very involved with theater at Carlo and such. I work at the campus school and at the India Star restaurant on Craig Street.
Oh, that's terrific. Is India Star the one in the large old house?
No, it's right on Craig Street. It's right across from the art supply store.
Okay. It's I was thinking of the one further down on Craig Street, which has changed names a few times. Where are you from originally?
I'm from West Mifflin, right next to Kennywood. I actually still live there.
And what got you into theater?
Started in high school. I was in a production of The Wiz, and it's been history ever since. I've been in multiple productions, Our Town, Annie, quite a number of shows.
Well, terrific. Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Hi, Mom. Pretty sure you're listening. And Riley and Sebastian and Daddy, if you're home yet. Yeah.
Excellent. And what do you do in the production? I know you're, but just tell us what you do.
I'm Akila. I am the old strong wolf, which is kind of funny because I'm 18 and 5'3". But I am that, and I also fill in as a monkey.
If Felon is a monkey,
yes.
part-time monkey, that would be kind of a fun job, actually.
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Not really. Come see our show.
Yeah, the play opens today. We'll give you all the information. It runs through February 6th. Sitting next to Mia is Anissa, and we'll say hello to you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Tell us your full name, where you're from, and all that stuff.
My name's Anissa Park. I'm from Murraysville. I go to Franklin Regional Middle School, and I'm in seventh grade.
And is this your first play with Gemini?
This is my first play with Gemini, yeah.
Congratulations. You must be really excited.
I am. I love it. It's been a really good experience.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Just my dad and my little brother and maybe my grandma and my friends.
What role do you play?
I am a wolf and a monkey and a part of a snake. So
part of a snake?
Yeah, there has to be four people to carry a snake, so.
My goodness. Are you in the middle or on one of the ends?
I'm in the middle. Like, I'm the second one.
That's going to take a lot of coordination. Is anybody else part of the snake that's here?
Maya.
Okay, Maya. So we'll talk with her about that in a second, too. What made you interested in getting involved with Gemini?
I don't know. My mom found it online, and it sounded interesting. I liked the Jungle Book and everything, so it just sounded like fun.
Yeah, I liked the Jungle Book, too. I always liked the Bare Necessities. It was always my favorite song from it. Let's meet the aforementioned Maya, unless you have anything else you'd like to say, Anissa. Well, here comes Maya now, and you're part of the snake as well?
Yeah.
What an odd thing to play, a snake. What other roles do you have?
I'm Mal the Peacock, and Meng the Bat, and a monkey.
Lots of monkeys
in
this play. And could you tell me your full name, where you're from?
I'm Maya Weiss. I live in Edgewood, and I go to the Environmental Charter School in Frick Park.
Oh, excellent. We're going to be doing some work. We're working on starting a radio club at your school in the after-school session, so you can learn more if you're interested.
Yeah, I go to the after-school session.
Oh, awesome. We were just talking just yesterday with the woman who leads that program.
Yeah.
What got you interested in Gemini? This isn't your first play, or is it?
This is my first play.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
What got you interested?
Well, I've got a lot of friends interested in Gemini. They have been in previous plays, and one day I was going ice skating with my friend Erin, and her dad was going to drop me off at home and then take her to the audition for Jungle Book, but it seemed like fun, and I decided to try out with her.
Well, that's terrific. Have you been in plays at all before?
Not really, other than school plays.
I haven't been in any plays either, ever, except for like when I was really a little kid, and I mean like 5 or 6.
Wow.
I've never been in any plays. Are you nervous at all?
A little bit, but I know it's, well, kind of. Yesterday when I was practicing, I've got a huge tail for Mal the Peacock, and I got stuck on one of the poles, so...
Oh, my. Well, those kind of things happen, I guess, and you just... What do you do when that happens?
I guess I'll just kind of have to play along with it, make it part of the play, make it kind of look purposeful.
Yeah, and, you know, I think everybody... I always tell people, I think when you're a performer of any kind, a musician or an actor, you pretty much have the worst seat in the house. You know everything that's potentially going wrong, or I mean, your perspective isn't always the greatest when you're there. Well, congratulations. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I want to say hi to my mom, my brother Dev, and my teacher, Mr. Tracy.
Terrific. Thanks, and good luck today. And Jordan is here next. Jordan's been here recently with another play. What play were you last here for?
Pinocchio.
Ah, that's right. I couldn't remember. I knew you had been here before. Well, tell us about yourself, your full name, where you're from.
My name is Jordan Dixon. I'm from Highland Park, and I'm homeschooled.
Terrific. And what is your part in this play? You're not part of a snake, but why do I have a feeling everybody here is a part-time monkey? Are you involved in the monkeydom?
No.
No? Okay. What do you play?
I'm Mowgli.
Oh, what a great role.
Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What's your favorite part of when you're doing that? Do you have a favorite scene or part of it?
Not really. Actually, my favorite parts are when I get picked up.
Oh. This is probably your biggest role ever, I would think.
Yes,
that's a huge role. Have you seen the movie and read the book?
I've seen the movie. I have not read the book yet.
And would you like to say hi to anybody?
I want to say hi to my mom. I want to say hi to my dad. And that's it.
What do you like about acting, Jordan?
Well, I like that you get to express yourself and, you know, be who you want to be. It's not all serious and...
And how old are you now?
10, going on 11.
When's your birthday?
February 2nd.
And do you write at all? You mentioned self-expression, so I was just curious if you write or, you know, get involved in those sorts of things.
Well, actually, I can't remember them right now, but I wrote a couple of songs.
Really?
Back, yeah.
Well, it'd be fun if you would ever like, you know, we have... original music, you could come and perform here sometimes. We'd love to do that. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to say? Did we say hi to people?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought we did that.
I just hope that we have a great time.
Yeah, you're going to have a good... I know you're going to have a good debut today. There's more in the cast, right? Not just you five. We just have some of you here today. Let's go to Jordan's right and say hello to Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hi, sir.
How are you?
Awesome.
Tell me your full name and where you go to school and your age and everything.
Hello, my name is Adam J. Reese, and I am 10 years old. And I go to Schaefer Elementary.
And which Schaefer... What school district?
Woodland Hills School District.
Oh, how cool. Have you been here before?
Yes.
Did we talk about this before?
Yes.
I thought so. That's my elementary school. I thought I remembered you, Adam. That's where I went to school. And it's so very, very cool for me to think about that. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember much about the school other than the white letters that say Schaefer Elementary on the red brick. Maybe they're still there. I don't know.
They are.
What's your role in the play?
I am a wolf cub and a monkey.
Another monkey. And if you can't be Mowgli and a monkey at the same time. Do you want to say hi to anybody who's listening?
Yes, I want to say hi to my mom, my dad, and my best friend Nate.
Excellent.
And Sloan.
What do you like about being on stage?
You get to do a lot of stuff. You get to have fun, and That's everything.
How do you think your life has changed as a result of your involvement with Gemini?
It hasn't changed that much.
Have you learned anything new, though?
Just
new ways of doing things or of thinking about things?
Not that much.
It's fun, though. Just a fun way to spend time.
Yes, it's a very fun way.
Yeah, sounds great. Anything else you'd like to say?
I just want to say, Nate, I hope you come to my first show or second.
Excellent. Well, I hope he does, too. And now, before we get to hear a selection from the show, we're going to get to hear the voice of Juliana. Hello. Oh, my goodness. I need to get your microphone established here. Somebody played a little trick on me. Let's try that again.
Hi, I'm Juliana Iyer. I'm 10 years old, and I go to Bellevue Elementary School in the Northgate District.
And I live in Avalon, so we're very close to each mm-hmm. other. I know that school very well. Is mm-hmm. Mrs. Ondick still your principal? She may be gone by
Mm-mm.
now. What's the name of your principal?
Mr. Primrose.
You've got such a great... Do you like your school?
Mm-hmm.
I like your school, too. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah. First of all, I want to say hi to my dad and my grandparents because they have supported me through all of the time I've been acting.
What a nice thing to say. So tell me what some of the roles you've played in the past.
Well, actually, my most recent role other than Jungle Book at Gemini was... I was in Willy Wonka at my school, or for my school drama club, and I played Candy Kid Matilda.
Candy Kid Matilda?
And she's like one of Charlie's friends in the Candyman scene.
Nice. I'm curious about the role you play in Jungle Book. What is it?
I am also a wolf cub and a monkey.
So there are lots and lots of animals in
mm-hmm.
this. What do you like about Gemini?
It's just a new experience for me because this is my first Gemini show. And I think it's really fun making new friends, all that. And it's just a big stretch for me because even though
whenever I do that all the time. You got that from me. It's okay.
whenever I was 9, I was able to perform on the Benenum stage in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat
cool.
with David Osmond and Shoshana Bean. So, and it was a big stretch for me. And I mean, I know there were a lot of rehearsals for that. And I know there's a lot of rehearsals for Gemini, too. But whenever you really think about it, all your hard work pays off.
Oh, that's really good advice for anybody considering this. Thank you, Juliana.
You're welcome.
Now, can you tell us, Mia, about the scene? First of all, does anybody have anything they wished they had said that they didn't say? Because that happens a lot. Sure. Okay, yeah, it happens sometimes. Maya, yes?
I just forgot to say hi to my Grandma Book, who's coming today.
Oh, hi, Grandma Book. Let's all say hi to Grandma Book. Ready?
Hi Grandma Book!
There, that's better. And I just realized we have a Mia and a Maya. Is
yes.
that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I actually pointed at the right ones. Anybody else forget to say anything? Okay, well, Maya, we need you to sort of set up what we're... Oh, wait. I got it right. I was so proud that I got it right, and I just messed it up.
It's okay.
Mia, tell us what is about to happen.
Okay, we are about to sing Rules of the Jungle. This is a scene about in the middle of the play. Mowgli's been accepted to the wolf pack, and Baloo and Bagheera are teaching him the ways of the jungle. And Baloo sings the song to him, and everybody joins in to talk about the rules of the jungle.
The play opens today, Gemini Theater. I'll give you all the details in just a moment. Here they are.
Listen to Baloo, cause he's telling you everything you gotta do if you want to stay alive in the jungle, survive in the jungle. We're all looking out for you. There's a thing or two you gotta do to get through. Follow the rules of the jungle. No room for fools in the jungle. Sometimes you gotta lay low, stay close to the ground. Sometimes you gotta move slow, don't make a sound. Let your eyes, ears, and nose tell you everything that comes and goes. You gotta stay on your toes, 'cause everybody knows there are rules in the jungle. Follow the rules of the jungle. Know the rules of the jungle. No room for fools in the jungle. Everything you gotta do if you want to stay alive in the jungle, survive in the jungle. We're all looking out for you. There's a thing or two you gotta do to get through. Follow the rules of the jungle. No room for fools in the jungle. Sometimes you gotta move fast so nobody sees. Sometimes you gotta sneak past your enemies. Let your eyes, ears, and nose tell you everything that comes and goes. You gotta stay on your toes, 'cause everybody knows there are rules in the jungle. Follow the rules of the jungle. Know the rules of the jungle. No room for fools in the jungle.
Congratulations, Bravo. Look for Gemini Theater today at 1 and 3:30 at their theater in Point Breeze. For more information, GeminiTheater.org or 412-243-5201. Good luck.
Thank you.
Break
Thank
all
you.
Those monkey legs and the snake. You can break something.
A tail.
The snake. The snake.